Welcome back to the Successful Diligence Podcast. I am so grateful that you are back for another episode. Please do take note that all opinions and recommendations and encouragements that are shared on this podcast are my personal opinion or the opinion of the guests that I have on. It is not to be taken as medical or mental health advice. Please do consult your medical professional or your mental health professional with any questions or changes that you would like to make regarding your own personal situation. Welcome back to the Successful Diligence Podcast. I am so grateful you are back for another episode. I know I say it every episode, but I mean it from the heart. Every episode, I am so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're listening. I'm so glad you give your feedback at successfuldiligence.com/contact. I'm so grateful for every single star and every review on the podcast, Apple Podcast platform. It means so much. And the most fun, audience, I have to tell you, you are the best and you are the greatest, because the voicemail messages that you send via clicking the link in the show notes, I am just so grateful for you. I personally answer every email, every voicemail message. So keep them coming. And thank you for being here. Today, you are in for a treat. I am so excited to bring to you a special someone. Her name is LaDondra Hervey, and she is not your traditional business coach or person for that matter. Now, she has been dubbed a soul alignment business coach, and she is known for her uncanny ability to help women entrepreneurs connect their heart with their calling to create richly rewarding businesses. And as a result of her work, women discover their worth, increase their income, and create sustainable businesses that support their vision, hashtag also God's vision. She believes that dreams are manifested through grace, alignment, with intentional action. Now, she is an award-winning author with a diverse background that blends her professional accolades in social work, hashtag shout out to all the social workers out there, her corporate expertise, her ministry experiences, and her firsthand experience as a business owner. Now, she is passionate about helping women operating kingdom enterprises to break generational cycles as they step into and walk out their God-given assignments. Now, when she's not doing all of this amazing work, you'll probably find her talking her husband's ear off during date night or sneaking in midday naps. Woman after my own heart with those naps, I tell you the truth. Welcome to the show, LaDondra. I'm so excited that you are here.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here, Michelle. Thank you for that phenomenal introduction. Can I pay you to do mine all the time? Like, that was great. Your voice and everything. Thank you.
Absolutely. Donations accepted. And anytime you need me, I am there for you. I am so excited for my audience to get to know you and to experience the LaDondra Hervey that is you. So for my audience who is just getting to know you, tell us a little bit about who you are beyond the bio and how you came to do the work that you're doing.
So beyond the bio, I'm a mother of a senior this year. Oh my gosh. I'm still preparing myself through that. And then I have a freshman. I have been married for, 17 years. We've been married for 17 years.
Wow.
Together, so 21 years. And the work that I'm doing right now, I actually started it with, before I go back and say that, I'm from Arlington, Texas as well, and native Texan, came from West Texas, and now up here in the city life, the country girl, needed just a little bit more, not too much, but just a little bit more. And I came here to go to college. And once I went to college, that's where I majored in social work, but I knew that I wouldn't always be that traditional social worker. It just wasn't my calling. But I knew that that was a part in the social work that I needed, the human behavior aspect of things. And so I started on that journey, and I was trying to figure out, like, what would I do? Like, how does this all play out? Because I had a heart for entrepreneurship, but I'm like, Lord, why do you got me majoring in social work? Like, the two don't go together. And I found myself in a at a crossword road point, trying to figure out like my life, my journey, and at towards the end of college. And I was like in this place of struggle, and so much that one day I went and asked my pastor for prayer. Like, he did an altar call. I asked my pastor for prayer. Everybody like has all these other horrendous things going on, and I'm like, you coming up here to ask him for help with your purpose? But I needed help, and so, and I needed to not be ashamed of that. So I he prayed over me, and he said, have you ever heard of this book, 48 Days to the Work You Love? And I'm like, no, I hadn't read it. Me being a diligent student, I read the book, and as I was reading the book, I started, like, it started to open up my eyes to a whole nother world, which was the coaching world. And I remember reading it, and in the columns I was writing, oh, like, this is what I want to do. Now, mind you, I had no idea like what that all would look like, but I knew it wasn't in the occupational handbook. So I was so happy to have found that there's this whole world, because I had took every test and was doing this, and I'm trying to figure out how does social work merge with entrepreneurship and what God wants me to do. And so towards that end, I had asked my husband, could I go to a conference to related to that particular author? And he said yes. And of course, when he said yes, I signed him up too. And he didn't know, but I feel like we're supposed to do life together. And so we're both going to the business conference. And it was a phenomenal thing, because it opened up my eyes again to that coaching world. And I'll say, once I got started, because you know, you don't always know the answers when you get started. You know, you have this inclination to things, but you kind of have to take those small steps to discover like the path that God has for you. And so I started to take those small steps, and I started with career coaching, realized, why am I doing career coaching? And I know my value is in, like, I value ownership. So why am I telling people to go get a job? And I want you to start your business. So I started with my husband and helping him with his business. And then along that way, like, other people started to ask me about my services. So I started on the coaching realm. But as I went through that part, what I found is that there was a lot of witchcrafty type of mantra, this and weird stuff going on. And I'm like, this is not right. This is not, like, what are we doing? And I just kind of felt this pull on the inside, like, that I was supposed to do something about it. And I was like, I thought to myself, though, I'm feeling this pull. But then I'm thinking, Lord, who made it? I promise I'm not doing that. Like, because I haven't went to theology school. Like, I've been social work. I've done like business trainings, but like, I don't know nothing about that. And it was like, I had this Moses moment. Like, you know, are you going to be obedient, or are you going to try to do what you want to do? And finally my knee bit, and I went, you know, like he said, you know, go and I will give you the words. And I promise you, I went, and he has given me the words, he's given me the strategies, he's given me everything that I've needed, to the point that I came to a reckoning that my lane was working with women entrepreneurs and helping them go from purpose into profit and beyond into legacy impact. Given my childhood background, there was a lot of drug abuse, alcoholism, and different things that was going on in the household. And I knew that I always used to think, like, if they only knew who they were, like, who would they be? How would they show up in the world? And I had just made a decision within myself that I was going to do it. And the Lord said, well, you're not going to stop there. You're going to help other women do the same thing. And so that's where all that began. I know that was a long way to the journey, but that's a little bit about me.
That's a whole lot about you. I love so much about it. And there's so much to unpack, number one. And there's also, you know, very transparently, so much that I resonate with, you know, as a former clinical social worker who went into corporate and also had that tug of knowing. And if you're a person of faith, then you know that intuition, that knowing is the Holy Spirit. If you don't use that language, it's still the Holy Spirit. You just call it something else, right? But that knowing inside of you that I'm not supposed to pitch my tent and live here. There's something else I'm supposed to do. And what strikes me about sort of, because I always look for threads and patterns, right? And one of the patterns that I've noticed in just what you've shared with us today is that you kept walking and paid attention to those internal signs of knowing. And then as you kept walking, what you needed, as you said, was provided, was given to you, whether that was resources, whether that was prayer, whether that was connections, whether that was encouragement to continue to walk and start practicing with yourself and your husband. And I love that he was supportive and went with you and was like, yeah, we can do this. So much of that is just phenomenal. I want to backtrack a little bit though, for the listener who was like, wow, that's great. That's amazing that she was able to do that. I don't know that I can do that too. So if you take yourself back, right, to not feeling worthy from childhood, whatever the issues are, right? And you're sort of in that beginning of discovery phase where there's the seed there, there's a little bit of water, but there's not really a big sprout yet. How did you sort of navigate the discovery phase of, yeah, this isn't it? And then how do I find what is? Like, give me some more details about the beginning of the journey.
Yeah, so for me, I just kept trying different things. Like you said, it was like about paying attention to the journey, just paying attention to what I like, what I didn't like, what felt good, what didn't feel good, and being okay with releasing those things that wasn't serving me or my purpose or giving me fulfillment, and not making attachments to those things and forming my identity to the things that I was doing, realizing that there was more to it. So for me, I first started and what did I start doing first? It was, I thought I was going to be a lawyer. That's what it was. I thought I was going to be a lawyer. I wanted to get my Uncle Steve out of jail. And I had been saying that for years and years and years. And I'm like, I can talk, like I can argue if I need to argue. But was that what I was called to do? No, because I started working in the law office. And what I paid attention to as an assistant, I paid attention to myself is that what would be natural for me was encouraging people, elevating people. And even though I was young, they would listen and they would apply those things. And I remember getting in trouble because the attorney was like, you don't need to be, you're not supposed to be canceling them or whatever. And I'm thinking like, you're just telling them fraud stuff, like that's not, and taking their money. And I'm like trying to like, you know, help them. And they were, it was really helping them because it was a divorce attorney type thing. And so after that, I went into banking. And even though I started to have some success in banking because of this customer service and sales and all that, I would still find myself encouraging people. I remember there was a lady who came in, she was in a domestic abuse situation. And I was helping her. We got into a conversation. She came to open up an account and we got into a conversation and we were talking about how she was stuck and she was being abused. And I'm here and I'm encouraging her, helping her to see that there's ways out. What's an escape plan? Like all these things, and helping her see vision. Like, so how you can provide for yourself using your gifts. And like, because I was there at that bank for, I think it was 6 years. And over those years, I saw she actually did it. She took my advice. She got out of that situation and she was standing on her own and she was doing just phenomenal things and just had this independence about her. And so I found that that was giving me fulfillment. It wasn't about the sales. It wasn't about all of the other things. It was about that. And so my manager came and she was like, Dondra, I feel like you should be doing like in maybe customer service or counseling or something like that. And I'm like, well, what, like, is that going to, I'm thinking, is that going to make me any money? Like, I don't know. And so I to answer your question, Michelle, those were some examples of me just paying attention, that I was really good at encouraging and drawing out and calling people up. I didn't have an infrastructure to put that into, but I looked at what was working and I looked at what wasn't working. I didn't attach to what wasn't working and I didn't look at it as it was a failure. I feel like a lot of times we don't give ourselves permission to fail. And it's so important during the discovery phase is to fail your way forward, as it's been said, because as you fail your way forward, it gives you the opportunity to see who you are and what you've been called to do and where is your divine lane.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't see failure. I just look at, okay, well, that didn't work. Let's find something new to do. But what I love about what you're saying, and listeners, I was taking notes. I don't know if you were also, but you know, what I was pulling from what you were saying is that you were taking action. You were trying new things, sort of like when we're kids and we forget, well, actually either we haven't been introduced to fear or we forget that we're afraid and we just do things. And then as you're doing it, as you're taking the action, you're like, oh, I really like this, or, oh, I really don't like this. We're not going to do this again. Right. And so you were trying new things and paying attention to how you were responding. So you were getting to know yourself better, even in ways that you didn't realize were there. So listeners, sometimes you don't know yourself as well as you think you do. And when you step out there and you do something new, you might surprise yourself. And then you were connecting the dots, because encouraging others was what gave you the joy. That was the thread in connecting the dots from banking and social work and all the different things that seemed to not really have a thread of connection, but there was, because in every season of your life, it seems like you were given another clue on your journey to discovering your ultimate purpose and destiny, which I just love. And so the key there for me that I really took from what you've shared so far is that taking action is really, really important. So how did you continue to take action as things began to solidify? Because sometimes when we get going and we start to recognize things, that's when our action sort of slows down for some reason or other. So how did you continue walking as things were progressing?
I just kind of had this feeling on the inside that it just never felt like I had arrived. It's like you talked about at the beginning about that intuition. It was just like this intuition on the inside that was like, there was more for me to do. You haven't hit that spot yet. So you need to just keep going. You need to keep trying. And it seems like that as I kept trying, then that's when I was able to come to a reckoning, like where my sweet spot was, like, okay, so here's this encouragement. I'm always talking about ministry. Like you just don't even worry about it. And then like that human behavior, because I just love that as well. And then business. And so here's what it was. As the Lord was telling me, I'm trying to put myself in a box, and I wasn't fitting the boxes. And I was trying to figure out how to fit a box. And he was telling me that I was called to break the box. I was never called to conform. I was born to stand out. And so why not combine all of it? Who said that you couldn't do that? And so at that point, then I just started to just try it. I'm like, what was the worst thing you're going to do? Tell me that like it was terrible. That's one person that told me that. The world don't know that I did it terrible. Like, and so that gave me information. It informed the journey that, okay, this is good. Like, so this helping people to heal from the inside first, like those soul wounds and different things like that. Then it's helping them to actually recognize what's their calling, what's their gifts, what's their talents. And then now how to put this into a business. And then now I started to see, like you said, that thread, like how it was all just working together. Once I gave myself permission to stop trying to fit boxes, fit into the occupational handbook, to fit into the quizzes that I had taken, to fit in all these things that just wasn't me.
I love it. You know, I had another guest on who was talking about breaking out of the box. And I remember thinking, what if there is no box, right? What if we just say there's a box, but there really is no box? And we limit ourselves so often, I think, that, you know, it does a disservice, not just to us, but to those that we are called to serve and that we're assigned to in life. And so I completely agree with you. I love listening to you share your journey, because there's so many wisdom nuggets in there. And I wonder, did you document the journey as you go? Like, how did you extract the wisdom and build a playbook for your business? Because starting a business is not an easy thing, right? And especially if you're not given an established business to do, like you're making your own. Entrepreneurship is very interesting. It's an interesting journey. So how did you sort of navigate that terrain where there is no playbook, you're not in your box, and you're like, okay, I've got my threads, I've got my dots connected, I know where I want to go. I think I have an idea. How did you get it all together to start really making money and really serving people?
at first I did not do it well. I was trying to conform to fit into the mold of what I saw other successful coaches doing. And I was trying to implement their practices and marketing strategies and just whatever their what is the word I want to use here? Their like intellectual property, their proprietary type thing. I wasn't stealing, but you know, just I remember
like their process and their procedure.
Yeah, their process, right. There was this particular coach. She was actually selling her process as far as a certification program, which I love the certification program. And she actually gave you everything that it's like a business in a box. Hmm. And you can use that for whatever you needed to. And that was great. But where was I in that? That's where I started to feel that sense of unfulfillment, because I'm using her process. Yes, I'm being successful to some extent, but
it's a box.
Huh?
But it's a box. She gave you a box.
Absolutely. It was a box. And so there, I was still confined from my own gifts and my own talents and my own lane. And so what I started to do is I almost just kind of like what a clinical practitioner would do is like, you just start to assess like what would work, what's working, like just start trying things. And for me, the natural thing, I don't know why, it was just a natural thing. It's probably just my natural gifts and inclinations is that it was the soul first. I was like, what can we do to heal this person? Because I felt like there was people coming to me. It wasn't felt like there was people coming to me that had so much past trauma and so many past mindset blocks and triggers and things that was just holding them back. And I was like, I knew I had a gift of this being able to speak into their life, into that situation, and really just go right to the core and help them to get past that. And once they came past that, then they were able to see their vision and who they were. And so I just started documenting, like you said, start seeing what worked, what don't. And before I knew it, I had my own proprietary process, realizing, okay, so we need to focus on like purpose first. And then before we try to get to profit. And then once we get established in the profit part of it, then we can come into some legacy impact and sustaining and maintaining. And so I did just start going and documenting. This is healing, girl. You got me like really taking in the journey and this is this social work stuff. I'm loving it. Thank you.
it's so interesting because I love your beginning point because, and listeners, key into this, you are not able to serve effectively, efficiently, or in a healthy way if you're broken. And broken people reproduce broken things. And so if you want to serve in a capacity that does honor to your gift and talent that you were born with, that is uniquely yours, you've got to be whole, you've got to be healed, and you've got to be unapologetically you. And LaDondra, I love that you start at that foundation because that's so key. And I just, you know, I'm so enjoying this conversation. Listeners, I know you are too. This is what I'm gonna listen to again and again, because I think it's so important to pay attention, take action, connect those dots, and give honor to what is inside of you that you pay attention to that can serve and bless other people. I love that so, so, so much. So LaDondra, you have your method, you've got your process, you know, you've got your business now. Was it all that you thought it would be?
Can I back up just one quick second?
Yeah, of course.
She just dropped some golden nuggets and just went right past it. And I just needed us all to know and feel all of that juicy gold. Broken people reproduce broken things. That is powerful all in itself. And if I could just offer just a glimpse of encouragement just right there, I want to just say, like, in that moment, like when, if you realize that you're at a place where you're experiencing some pain and some brokenness, so you're not broke. There's just some brokenness that's on the inside of you that you're experiencing. And so there's on the other side, there's an opportunity for healing. There's an opportunity for freedom. There's hope at the end of the tunnel if you would embrace it. And so the other thing she said, one more golden nugget. She just went real fast, and it was so good, guys. Give honor to what's on the inside of you. Oh my gosh. Yes, give honor to what's on the inside of you. And I feel like as you were asking me those questions, that's exactly what was happening. I didn't know at the time, like that's what I was doing, but eventually I started to realize that I was giving honor to what was on the inside. And so even if you don't know right away, like that's what you're doing, just keep on walking the journey, keep on pacing yourself and keep on giving yourself permission to walk in. I would say in the freedom to just be naked, vulnerable and free to discover who you feel like God has created you to be, uniquely created you to be. Okay.
Listeners, do you hear the alignment in that? Show up. And what do I say every episode, listeners? Keep walking. That is like, and I actually have, I'm not wearing it right now, but I have a bracelet because keep walking. And if you listen to season one, I think it's like in the first 10 episodes, I explain what keep walking means to me and how it came to be the mantra for my life. So that is so interesting because LaDondra and I have not talked about that at all prior to this conversation. So whoo, I tell you the truth, when you show up for yourself, it is amazing. And I say this to listeners all the time, and it really is amazing to watch it manifest in your life. When you show up in truth and you have the courage to tell the truth, the people that are waiting for you to become the healed, true you in this world show up. And it is just incredible what happens and what your life can become and blossom into. So I am loving not only this conversation, but this connection. Y'all need to check out LaDondra. All the links are in the show notes. We're gonna promote her at the end, but y'all need to connect. But LaDondra, back to my question, because we're getting to our end. I might have to have you back on because this is some good stuff.
I love that.
When you started like flowing in you to where you are now, like the current season that you're in, was it all that you thought it would be? And if so, you know, how and how do you celebrate it? And if not, what are you thinking about it?
It's even better. And I didn't, I would have so much fear in getting to this part because I was like, again, at the beginning, like, Lord, who, like, you calling me to do that? Like, not this one and not today or tomorrow or whatever. But once I broke past my fears and my limiting beliefs and my doubts and all the things that was holding me captive, it was as if like I'm like a fish just flowing in water that could breathe, like that could freely breathe and be. And so, like you just mentioned, instead of me being in a place of struggle and strife and feeling like I had to perform to fit, that what happened was is that when I just started to be my divine right client started to just be magnetized to my work, to my message, new friendships started to form, all things that I was hustling for, I didn't have to hustle for anymore. It just came to me. It started to be magnetized to me. So it's much better. My life feels so much richer, so much freer. And there's so much more purpose and fulfillment. I'm not trying to perform no more. I'm just being.
It's like, you're not trying at all. You are just showing up in your life in truth and allowing what belongs to you to arrive and then serving to the best of the capacity that you have within you. And I just love that. Oh, LaDondra, this has been such a rich conversation. Listeners, if you need to rewind, I don't say it every episode, but for the good ones, and this is a good one, rewind and listen, because there have been so many gold nuggets that have been dropped that literally one or two of them can be the light bulb that can change your life. So I just encourage you to really get your notebook out and write down some things that resonated with you. But LaDondra, one or two things that you really want to highlight about all that we've talked about, and we've talked about so much, but one or two things that you really want the audience to walk away from the conversation with.
I want to drop a Michelle nugget back on you. I just have to, because it was so good. Give honor to what's on the inside of you. Like I'm re-emphasizing that, because if I could encourage you with any word, it would be that, like, give yourself that permission to access the beauty of what's on the inside of you. Give yourself permission to break past the ashes of the former and to break into that next level of freedom, to where you're no longer proving yourself, trying to prove yourself to fit in. You're just at a place to where you belong to you. You belong to God, and you're at a place where you're freely operating in your gifts, and you're doing it unapologetically.
I love that. I love that. Now, LaDondra, if people are like, yes, I am so resonating with this woman. She is speaking my language. I need to connect with her. I have to get more of her. Where can people find you? How can they connect with you?
So you can find me at LaDondraHervey.com. And if you like, there's a free 50-day devotional there that can help you with some prayers. And if you're on that discovery phase and you find yourself feeling that discouragement, like today is not the day, I'm not equipped, I'm not qualified, like all the things, I have documented a few prayers and devotional things that can empower you along the journey. And then also you can hang out with me on Instagram at LaDondraHervey or Facebook at the LaDondra Hervey.
And listeners, as you know, I hook you up every episode. Links will be in the show notes, so you can click and go, no effort needed, literally click and you can connect. And I encourage you to do so. This has been phenomenal. LaDondra, thank you so much for finding time in your busy schedule to come on the show and allow my audience to be introduced to you and for this rich and fulfilling, soul-filled conversation for me.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a phenomenal opportunity.
And listeners, as I always say, keep walking, always, always keep walking, never stop walking, because if you continue to walk, you will reach your destiny, you will reach your destination. And on the journey, I encourage you to always, always choose gratitude.
As you know, every single episode, I end with my encouragement for you to choose gratitude on your journey as you keep walking. But have you ever asked yourself, that's great, Michelle, but how do I do that? How do I implement gratitude? How do I choose gratitude? It's not easy living this life. And sometimes I don't feel very grateful. How do I incorporate gratitude into my daily life? Well, I've got you covered. Just for you, I have a Gateway to Gratitude mini course in the Successful Diligence School. There is a link in the show notes, as well as a coupon code just for podcast listeners, where you get 50% off. So head to the link in the show notes or successfuldiligence.com and click the school tab on the website. It will take you to the school and you can see the Gateway to Gratitude course, which walks you through how to implement gratitude into your daily life. Trust me, gratitude and gratefulness, when implemented effectively, will change your life.